The way to grow, voices smooth like a river's flow, stories told with a vibe so tight. G-Rate Records gonna light your night, wisdom wrapped in a soulful sound. Turn it up, let the truth astound, harmony lifting hearts so high. G-Rate Records podcast will never lie.
Feel the beat of the lessons they share, every word crafted, handled with care.
From the deep to the light they glide. G-Ray Records keeps you inspired.
Plug in G-Ray and let it play. Knowledge raining like a new day.
R&B gospel groove so sweet. Let the podcast put you on your feet.
Plug in G-Ray and let it play. Knowledge raining like a new day.
R&B gospel groove so sweet. Let the podcast put you on your feet.
This is Inara, and welcome to the G-Ray Records Music Network. We're here to break down the huge stories that are literally changing our world. Okay, so let's just jump right in with a question that honestly is not science fiction anymore. $3 million. Yep, that's how much a record deal is worth for a singer who isn't even real, like doesn't exist in the physical world. So who got those 3 million bucks? An AI-powered artist named Xania Monet. And she is shaking the music industry to its absolute core. We are talking about a totally new kind of star here. Okay, so who is Xania Monet? I mean, how does a $3 million zero cents AI singer even work? Let's get into it. All right, this is where it gets interesting, the connection between humans and machines. Xania Monet is the brainchild of a poet from Mississippi, Talisha Nikki Jones. What she does is she writes these personal original lyrics about her life, her community, and then she just feeds them into an AI music platform. It's called Suno. And boom, out come these super polished tracks that you're hearing everywhere. And the results? I mean, they're absolutely staggering. Just look at these Billboard chart positions. This isn't some little side project or some weird experiment. No, this is proof that this is commercially huge. The music isn't just being spat out by a machine. It's connected with millions of people. And get this, this is where you can really see the rules of the game just getting thrown out the window. During the deal negotiation, Monet, the AI, joins the Zoom call. No video, of course. The execs ask her to sing live. She says no. And the craziest part, the label did not care. They signed the deal based purely on the sound and the numbers. That's it. But as you can probably guess, this kind of success is stirring up a fierce backlash. For a lot of human artists out there, this isn't innovation. They see it as a full-on attack on their craft, on their livelihood. So this whole conflict really boils down to one thing. What do we value? You've got the human artist on one side, right? They've trained for years. They've slept on floors. They've bled for their art. They create from the soul. And then on the other side, you have the AI artist. It's trained on data, it never gets tired, the overhead is crazy low, and it just processes prompts. It's a total clash between that raw human struggle and just cold, hard algorithmic efficiency. And big names are speaking out. Major artists like Kalani have been super public with their criticism. They're basically saying this whole thing just spits on the lifelong dedication and the sacrifice it takes to be a real musician. And you know what she's saying? It really taps into this deep fear that a lot of creative people are feeling right now. And the concerns, they're not small, they're broad, and they are serious. We're talking about everything from devaluing the craft of making art to just basic questions of like, is this even authentic? And there are these valid fears about digital exploitation. I mean, remember that whole mess with FN Mika, the AI rapper that got dropped for basically being a digital caricature? On top of all that, you have massive legal headache. The AI platform Suno is being sued over the copyrighted music it was trained on. It's a mess. So with all this drama and all these lawsuits, why are the big labels and the execs jumping on this? Well, you guessed it, it all comes down to cold hard business. What we're seeing is the creation of a whole new playbook, the AI artist playbook, and it's brutally simple but really powerful. Step one, a human writes the lyrics. Step two, AI makes the music and vocals. Step three, you get a hit song that charts. And step four, the label makes a ton of profit with like a tiny fraction of the cost and risk you'd have with a human artist. No tours, no drama, just profit. From a business perspective, it's all about two words, efficiency and scalability. I mean, think about it. A process that takes a team of humans, months, writing, recording, producing, can now be crunched down into a matter of days. That means you can churn out content at a speed and a scale we've just never seen before. So this tech shift, the stakes are incredibly high for literally everyone. For the labels, it's simple, get on board or get left behind. For the artists, the fight is to protect their work and just figure out what their role is in this new world. And for us, the fans, we're the ones who now must decide what's real anymore. What do we value in the music we listen to? So yeah, here we are in this brand new era where the line between what's a synthetic performance and what's a real, authentic human one, it's just getting blurrier. Now look, this whole idea isn't completely out of left field. A lot of us remember seeing that Tupac hologram at Coachella, and that was over a decade ago. But the difference now is the sheer speed and how good the tech has gotten. Not too long ago, that AI Drake song went totally viral. Now barely any time has passed, and we have a fully AI artist signing a multi-million dollar deal. The whole thing is just accelerating like crazy. And this is forcing us to ask some deep questions. Like, what even makes art? Can a machine, can an algorithm truly copy the tiny details of human vulnerability, of struggle, of soul? And our laws, our ethics, they just were not built for this. It's the Wild West. Who owns a voice or an image or a song that was made by a computer that was learned from thousands of other human artists? These are the questions that courts and governments are trying to figure out like right now. Which really brings the biggest question of all right back to you, to us, the people who listen. As these lines keep blurring, as it gets harder to tell what's real and what's fake, how much does authenticity really matter to you anymore? Because at the end of the day, the future of music isn't decided in a boardroom or by a programmer. It's being written by culture. It's shaped by what we listen to, what we share, and what we decide has value. The future isn't something that just happens to us. It's a choice we're all making right now. Big thanks to everyone for tuning in and listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.